The scuttlebutt with the farmers throughout the state is that they're concerned with the bases. So, Kim, is there anything to be concerned with there?
Yeah, I think there's some concern on the bases. Is the basis being used to hurt the farmers? No. Is there collusion on the basis? No, I don't think so. But if you'll look at the Kansas City protein basis, we talk a lot about that. This time last year, for 11.2% protein wheat, which is about what we're going to have this year, it was $1.20. For 12-4 wheat is $1.55. That's a 35-cent premium for 12-4 over 11-2 wheat. This year, that 11-2 is 87 cents, 33 cents lower than it was last year. 12-4 protein was $1.25, 38 cents. So the spread between 11-2 and 12-4 is about the same for this year and last year. But this year's Kansas City basis, this year's export basis, is 33 cents less than it was last year. And that means their cash price relative to the futures price is 33 cents less than last year. That leaves some room to for some concern, but it doesn't mean someone's taking advantage of you.
So how do we ease that concern and get that basis higher?
Well, one is understand what's going on. I think if you look at that 35-cent premium for 12-4 protein, the market's telling you they want protein. Also, this time last year, we had averaged about 11-4, a little bit higher, but we had protein in the bin that we could blend that up to get it up to the milling specifications. I think we've used all that protein wheat, and so they don't want that. Also, the market has taken carry out of it. That means this time last year, the market was paying the elevators 22 cents to store wheat from September to December. This year, they're only paying them 11 cents. So you've got some reason there for a lower cash price. But you balance that futures and basis out, the cash price right now is within about 7 cents of what it was last year. What producers can do is, yes, be concerned about that low price, but ask the question is, how can I get a higher price for my wheat?
Well, the 2020 wheat crop is in the bin, and previously you've been talking about doing a third and a third and a third, but maybe altering those months. What should they do with their wheat now? Has anything changed?
Well, I don't think much has changed unless you go back, say, maybe 5 or 6 years when, you got to go back about 10 years for sell a third and harvest a third, September, October, and the final third, Nov D, something like that. I think now you want to sell or market your wheat in June, July, and August. So I think they need to start staggering it in. They may also start looking at pricing some 21 wheat. Right now you can forward contract that wheat for only $4.50. I don't think you should take that, but I think you've got to look out in the long term. Go ahead and move that wheat out this year. There's going to be some rallies. Sell on those rallies. Don't sell it all at once and stagger it into the market.
You mentioned 2021, so projecting out, even though getting out of this crazy year of 2020, what can we expect for prices in 2021?
Well, right now the market's telling us that it's going to be about the same as it is this year. I think in 2021, how to get a higher price is maintain that test weight. We had really good test weight. Is get some protein to sell next year. Right there is you 35 cents. You could probably pick up on it. And they're going to look at, well, maybe I should be planting something besides wheat. But corn, a long-term outlook for corn, 320 for corn, 820 for beans, 60 cents for cotton. All prices are low. So looking out to 2021, you've got to look at cost. How can I keep my cost low? How can I produce a quality product, test weight and protein, and then how can I merchandise that wheat on the market?
All righty, Kim. Dr. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.